We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs, Charlie's Discount Drug, Discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And hope you're safe tonight here in Stillwater. Conditions are probably a little better than they are for many of you. We've just had rain and some ice on the trees, but the roads for the most part are pretty good. Other parts of the state, that's not true as we endure this first winter storm of 2019. Along with the start of 2019, the start of Big 12 conference play, and the Cowboys nearly knocked off Iowa State last night, fell 69-63. Coach Boynton and I will talk about that game and look ahead to the upcoming Bedlam game as well, which is Saturday in Norman at 1 o'clock. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us two ways, via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you may send it to us via our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Back with Coach Boynton after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Pass the Dr. Pepper.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Dr. Pepper.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day. Academy.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Hope you're warm and safe on this Thursday as we battle the elements. As I said, not bad here in Stillwater, really. It's just wet. Looks like a few degrees colder, though, if it were to do that. We'd be in a bit of trouble. Coach Boynton is with us. And, boy, last night, you know, we were just talking. You weren't far away at all. You can just rewind a couple of plays, a couple of shots. You end up winning that game. Okay, Coach.
Yeah, so certainly from an offensive standpoint, we had a couple, you know, probably 3 or 4 minute stretches where either we got good shots and didn't have them go, or we got stagnant offensively, didn't run good offense. And that ultimately really cost us at the end because our defense was good enough. We rebounded well. We out-rebounded them. So we competed on the glass at a high level, and we really were able to make a couple of their key players really non-factors. When you talk about Jacobson, who starts at the five, who I was a little bit concerned about
right.
with yours foul issues, and then Horton Tucker, who can be a matchup problem at his position with his size, really kind of rendered both of them useless for their team. But, you know, their depth kind of showed up when they bring Wigginton off the bench, who's
sure.
a league performer. They got a really good performance out of Shayok and Babb as well. And they passed the ball well, which ultimately hurt our defense later in the game more so than it did early.
You know, it's interesting. That was, by some margin, their worst shooting game of the year. I don't think they'd shot worse than 41% all year. They shot only 36% last night. Did you anticipate being able to do that to them to the extent that you did? Because it just felt like they never gotten much rhythm. A couple of spurts, and that was it.
Yeah, we feel very comfortable with where our defense is, and our defense has been ahead of our offense for a long time. Part of it is you implement a lot of different guys into different roles. Even the guys who had been here are playing more prominent roles offensively than they did a year ago. So the offense needs to continue to evolve. We need to have someone emerge as a person we can count on for, you know, getting 15 to 16 points consistently every night. And when you start there, now you can build around. How do you get 12 or 8 or 6 from 3 or 4 other guys? But, yeah, I mean, you know, we held them basically in the low 60s. We fouled late. And so that was 20 points, close to 20 points below their average.
You know, and it's interesting, too, you're talking about offense. I was looking at this today. The first four games, you had four guys in double figures. And, of course, you're looking for that prominent guy, obviously. But It's only happened once since. And so that sort of also conveys your need, whether it's one guy jumping out. But, of course, once you get one going, then everybody usually plays off of that. So it can either be a really positive snowball effect sometimes, or sometimes it can be a really negative snowball effect.
Yeah, and one of the things that happened, you know, you could probably look on the stat sheet is, you know, they didn't really hurt us on the offensive glass as much. They had a couple key ones, but they were sending their guys back on defense, which kind of negated our fast break quite a bit. And we only ended up the game with two fast break points, which is a big component of our team. We got to get 10 to 15 fast break points a game, because that's when we're playing our best, is when we're in transition.
Coach Boynton with us here. If you have a question for him, you can send it to us via text on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. We have a question that has come in now. Coach Boynton, are your kids becoming, they have an understanding of the Oklahoma A&M OSU tradition and winning, especially at Gallagher-Iba Arena and, of course, on the road. Do they have a sense of that, what the history of that is?
I'm not sure I totally understand the question.
I think just asking, do they understand the importance of winning at home, toughness on the road? Do they grasp that? I think is, and I'm a little trying to figure it out, read through the lines too. That's what I'm guessing they're asking.
Yeah, we've talked about it, you know.
Yeah.
But some things you have to kind of live through to really have a grasp for. And we've done it even in the last 24 hours, because we learned from last year about this Bedlam game, which we'll talk about later, and having guys who don't necessarily grow up in this area, right, understand the significance of that matchup and how much angst there is between the two schools' programs. Kendall Smith, we talked about before, for instance, from California, had no idea how much it meant to play in that game and how much it meant to try to win that game. Counts as still one win or a loss, whichever way it goes, but it means more. And you got to play with a little bit more fire, a little more grit, a little more toughness. And he understood it after going down there and playing the first time and played really well in the next two matchups with him. So some of it you can talk about until you're blue in the face, quite honestly, but you can't simulate for them how intense it is, what it's like to go out there in front of a packed crowd and have to play against, you know, hostile fans and have to, you know, withstand a run by the other team and have to be tough-minded and together through some, you know, maybe struggles offensively. And we did that in moments yesterday. We got down 20-9 and fought back and took the lead by halftime. So our team has it in them. They just have to develop more consistency with it.
So that's one hard component. And another one, we've talked about this already, but I would guess in conference play it's an even bigger deal, is teams so thoroughly prepare for you that, for example, last night, you know, Iowa State was taking the fast break away from you, which we were talking about. In the second half, it appeared that they really tried to get up on the three-point line and take away the three-point shots you were making in the first half. How young players figure out how to counter that, I'm going to guess that's a big challenge. When we get into conference play where the teams are even better, it's even a bigger deal, isn't it? I would guess.
And the schemes are good. Because
sure they are.
The coaches, that's the beauty of the league. It's every single night you're getting the best that you can see from that particular team wherever the game is played. There's some things that we'll continue to preach to our guys, and there's some things that, you know, yeah, quite honestly, they'll have to learn on the fly and have to experience. And last night was one of those experiences that we'll grow from and develop because of and be better the next time on the court.
Cam McGriff had another double-double last night. He was a 15-point, 13-rebound producer. He also had a career-high 5 assists, so he's had back-to-back double-doubles. And three games scoring significantly in a row after that tough stretch. What's changed?
Well, I think Cam, he just got a mature approach. You know, he's one of the guys who has been through this several times. So he knows what it takes. And so I wasn't concerned about him and his numbers as much as I was him playing with the same type of fire that he needs to play with, playing with that type of aggression on the glass, for instance. Those games were also games he wasn't rebounding the ball as well. When you don't do that, you really hurt our team. So he's gotten back to being focused on the glass, and I think that's been the biggest point of difference for in his games the last three times out.
You know, and with that, the free throw attempts have gone back up because during that stretch, you mentioned he wasn't rebounding. Consequently, he wasn't getting to the foul line. I think in maybe five games over a five-game stretch, if I remember right, he shot maybe seven free throws, and that's not like him.
Yeah, and the other thing is he stayed away from foul trouble, to be perfectly honest.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
A couple of those games, he was battling foul issues specifically early in the game. I distinctly remember the Minnesota game, him really struggling to stay on the court because of fouls in that one, and the same thing in another matchup. So we got to keep him out of foul trouble because he is our most experienced, really only experienced front court guy, unless we play Lindy down there, which we don't like to do a ton. But he's also a very versatile offensive player. He can shoot three. He can drive, he can get to the glass and help us finish around the rim.
If you look at how the minutes were distributed last night, you see McGriff playing 38 minutes, Lindy Waters playing 37. He's fourth in the conference in minutes played and has played pretty extensive minutes the last month and a half. And then from there, DeSagua with 30, 26 minutes for Yorane, 23 for Likely, and then 22 for Weathers and 15 for Curtis Jones. And then from there, just 6 and 3 for DeMuth and Kalu. Last year, you did an unbelievable job managing minutes. I don't think anyone in league play averaged more than 30 minutes per game. Can you get to that point with this team? Is that even realistic? Or do you feel like, you know, Lindy and Cam, get on the horse and hang on. We're going to have to play a lot of minutes. I mean, what can you do about it?
Well, I mean, that's part of it. You know, first things first is it's one game at a time.
Yeah, so, of course.
I'm not thinking about how we're going to feel on February 19th today. You know, I know on Saturday we got to play as hard as we can for 40 minutes to give ourselves the best chance to win. The other thing is those guys are trustworthy. And so I can count on them. They know what their bodies need to be able to get through a game. You know, Lindy Waters knows when he needs a blow, and he got the blows that he needed around timeouts when he needed to, and Cam McGriff the same way. So I'll lean on those guys. Again, this is an experienced league, you know, and so you need guys out there who've been around the block a little bit. And, you know, our young guys need to continue to develop, and as opportunities present themselves, they need to be ready for them. But, you know, for the most part, you're going to rely on the guys who've been there. That's what we had last year. There were mostly guys who had been through it already, so it was a little bit easier to manage those situations.
So as young players learn how to manage their own bodies and handle the large number of minutes they play, if it is a significant number, what's most important for them to understand that? To what do they need to know what to do? How do they prepare? How do they learn?
They got to learn that the trainer is their best friend. And he's the guy that they need to be talking to about, you know, how do you rehydrate your body after playing 38 minutes? What type of rest do you need, you know, and what type of foods do you need to be eating, you know, to make sure that you can, you know, best recover and be ready to go again? You turn around and play a late game Wednesday night, turn around and play an early game Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, psychologically, you think you're going to be okay, but your body will tell you that if you don't take care of it properly, if you don't, you know, feed it the right things, you don't put the right fluids in your body, eventually you have a breakdown.
It's interesting, too, because I can remember this in my experience just talking to coaches and players and even trainers over the years. Young players will often complain that they've got something hurt, and then they don't show up at the training room. And, of course, then the trainer always says, well, you must not be hurt. You didn't come. That's a lesson, too. And then they get to February, and suddenly that small problem is a big problem because they've neglected it. Because they didn't understand.
There's no question about it. First, they don't know the difference between being hurt or sore and being injured.
I'll bet that's true. I'll bet that makes a lot of sense.
And every time, you know, they feel a little ache, they think something's broken. Well, that's not broken. You're just using a muscle that you haven't really used. You haven't played this hard before. So, yeah, you're going to be a little sore, and that's part of it. Now get in the training room, get some ice, get some stem, get some heat, and come back out and be ready to play. But, you know, we would never put a kid out there who's truly injured.
Sure.
Who's got an injury that, you know, could get worse or be, you know, hurtful for his future. So, you know, those kids trust us. They just have to learn the process of, again, everything is a process with young kids, you know, and going through warm-ups and how you do that. How do you watch film? How do you study a scout report? What you have to start 48 hours before a game hydrating your body so you can get the right amount of fluids in to be ready to go as long as you possibly can so you don't cramp. Now, all those type of things they've never been told before because, you know, quite honestly, they were the best athlete that on the court most nights, and, you know, they could overcome just about anything off sheer athleticism.
So with that thought in mind, how do you manage practice in terms of Do you feel like you've got to press them harder because they need to get into game shape to manage and endure conference play? Do you feel like, hey, because they're young, I need to back off, not go as much? How do you see that playing out?
It's a balance. You know, not everybody played 38 minutes last night, right?
True.
So we got to make sure that guys who didn't play as much last night do get some conditioning in. Because when you don't play on a game day, it's basically like having a day off. And so we got to make sure that those guys are getting some, you know, conditioning work in and are working. But with the guys who do log heavy minutes, it's more of a recovery day, more of a mental day, making sure they understand what we did wrong last night, how to fix it and be better for Saturday.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses, proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you may also share it on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338. Back with more after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
How long has it been since you've been to Paradise? Paradise Seven Clans Casino is new and improved, featuring 7C Land and Cattle Steakhouse, the best wine and steak menu from Oklahoma City to Wichita, an indoor conference and event center for your favorite acts, and all your favorite gaming action on the floor. We're ready for you to come back to Paradise.
Won't you take me back to Paradise?
Highway 77 in Red Rock. It's been too long.
Are you a small business looking for financing? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value the partnerships we share with local business owners. From investment properties to working capital, First National Bank is there to lend a hand. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at StillwaterScreenPrinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go Pokes!
We continue from Slim Chickens at Stillwater on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice, or you may send it to us via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. I do have a question that's come in very simply. What's your biggest concern with OU? What do you see?
You know, they're a very veteran team. You know, they're one of the most experienced teams in the country. You know, they start two grad transfers. They got four other seniors who've been through this. a group of guys in that team who, you know, we were part of, you know, kind of their downward spiral last year, and they've got off to a pretty good start. So, you know, we know that they'll be hungry to come out and play against us, as always. We know that it's a big game. They dropped their opener on the road yesterday, and so, you know, neither one of us wants to start league play 0-2. And so there's a lot on the line, you know, and then add to the fact that it's them. And we don't like them. They don't like us.
Well, yeah, we're certainly very cognizant of that. Are they just a 180-degree difference in terms of how they play compared to last year with Trae Young?
Yeah, they look more like Coach Kruger's teams normally look. You know, they share the ball. Not that they didn't last year. It's just that one guy dominated the action for them all the time. His usage rate was one of the highest in the history of college basketball. And he literally, because he led the nation in scoring and assists, he made a play basically on like 85% of their possessions to score or to assist. And now they've got a more spread out, more well-balanced team. And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Historically, Coach Kruger's teams are ones that will switch all the screens at least one through four, that is the guards through the power forward, and a lot of times all five spots. Are they doing that? Are they switching the screens?
Absolutely. And then, you know,
all five spots?
They switch mostly one through four.
Okay.
But when they go with a smaller lineup and they play manic, for say, at the five, they can switch all five spots. They can switch with Doolittle at the five and switch all five spots. And so you got a pretty versatile defensive team. And it's why part of the reason that their defensive numbers, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say are strangely good. They're really good, but they don't steal the ball. They don't foul. They don't block a ton of shots. They don't force a ton of turnovers, but they stay in front of you. They keep the ball in front of you, and they try to challenge every shot.
They're seventh, I believe, in America in defensive efficiency, sort of accentuating what you were saying. It's interesting when teams switch everything. Is it safe to say that ideally, from a personnel standpoint, I guess from a size standpoint, you have sort of the type of team you have in that, you know, you're there's not a 5'9", 5'10 guard and a 7-footer.
Right.
To where, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Whereas your guys, I don't want to say that they're interchangeable necessarily, but do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is your personnel situation maybe a little better suited from that standpoint to deal with the switching or no? Because that switching at times has given us a lot of trouble.
It has, because it really restricts your driving gaps because guys don't get spread out as much because they don't have to guard as much space. So what we've got to be conscious of is getting ball reversals and making sure that they do have to move and that when driving opportunities are there, we take advantage of them. We play strong in the paint because the one thing they really do a good job of is playing inside out and forcing you to shoot jump shots overhead.
Is it hard for young players to deal with that first time they see it, especially a team, you know, with Lon Kruger? He's been very good at teaching that over the years and making some really good offensive teams look pretty bad with what they do on defense. Is that a hard one for the young guys?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah. Now, and I'll tell you an example. We saw it against Villanova back in November. You know, it's what they did, and
they
really we struggled. That was the first time we saw it as our team, and so part of building the schedule we have is we wanted to face different styles of play at this level. And so we've got some experience. We'll go back and review that tape. We'll go back and see where the areas we didn't do as well and try to figure out, you know, how to score 75 points.
I hadn't thought about that, but you really did see a lot of styles.
Oh, absolutely. We saw, you know, matchup zone with Tulsa. We saw switching man to man. We saw a team, you know, that did switch 1-5 with Nebraska. And so, you know, we've challenged ourselves in a lot of ways. The non-conference schedule was to prepare us for what we're going through now. We feel like we did that.
And it was one of the top 10 hardest non-conference schedules in college basketball. Any regrets about playing a schedule as difficult as it was? Do you look back and say, ooh, with this young team, maybe it was a little too tough? Or you say, nope, that's what we need to do?
You know what? I'll say this. I would have rather been 10-2 than 6-6 coming out of non-league, right?
Sure.
But I also wouldn't rather be 10-2 with a false sense of who we are as a team and knowing what our deficiencies are. I think our deficiencies were exposed, and that's a good thing to have those exposed early on. So you got time. We want to be playing our best basketball as the calendar turned. We played a good, not great game last night, better defensively than offensively, and we're still trending, in my opinion, in the right direction.
It's funny because one of the things we talked about in the pregame show last night was comparing the difficulty of the schedules of the two teams. Iowa State played, I believe, going into last night in the non-conference. one team in the top 50, and I think four in the top 100. You played five in the net ranking top 50 and eight in the top 100. So in theory, you played at least double the difficulty of schedule that Iowa State did. And I guess in some ways we saw that play out because, you know, you look at the records and, of course, the odds makers, of course, they live in a whole different world, but they had Iowa State six and a half point favorite, which is a big favorite on the road. The game didn't play out that way. So maybe what we saw last night, no offense to Iowa State, their schedule wasn't nearly as difficult as yours. Maybe some of what you're talking about played out last night, because looking at paper and just looking at records, he's like, well, Iowa State is a big favorite in this game. That's not the way it played out.
Absolutely. And to add to the fact, they didn't necessarily challenge themselves away from home.
No, they didn't.
And so
you're right.
They get into, and we had a good environment, not our best. The weather was a factor in that for sure. Students not being in session was a factor. Again, I hope that game is played 2 weeks from now and that's their first road game and we got everybody in there. Maybe we can get over the hump in that last 5 minutes, but we're coming.
If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle, my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Rain continues to fall here in Stillwater. The good news is that's all it is, rain. Back with more after this. And by the way, Cowboy Basketball and the Mike Boynton Radio Show brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Cowboy Athletics. They remind you to enjoy responsibly. We'll have more from Slim Chickens just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena after these messages. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop cowboy shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of Cowboy and Cowgirl Basketball. We specialize in custom-printed OSU apparel and merchandise and pride ourselves in giving our cowboy fans the best game day shopping experience in the state. So whether it be a new orange hoodie or a new license plate, we have all the gear to get your family game day ready. Come see us at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Remember, you can shop 24/7 at chrisuniversityspirit.com and thanks to all of our loyal and true customers.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Hey, Cowboy fans, nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show here at Slim Chickens at Stillwater. Glad you're with us as we talk cowboy basketball. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us via text at the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or use my Twitter handle if you wish. Twitter handle is at GoPokesVoice. You know, we're sitting here right now. We're looking at Ken Pomeroy and the analytics on Oklahoma. As you prepare for a game, how much do you look at that? How much do you look at those analytics?
Quite a bit. You know, it gives you an indication of, you know, the tendencies that teams have. And now we've got a good fair amount of data. And teams have played different schedules to this point. So, you know, you kind of got to weigh that into it a little bit. But, you know, Oklahoma, for instance, played a really tough non-conference schedule as well. And so we feel like it gives you a pretty good indication of how they want to play.
Do you have to be careful with A, analytics, B, shooting trends? You know, let's say a guy who's a pretty good shooter isn't shooting it well. Do you have to be careful that you don't overanalyze, or what I call play the game like a video game, and make sure that you don't get so carried away with numbers and trends that you make something out of nothing, or you make too much out of something, I guess.
Sure, sure. No, because part of it is 13 games into the season, we've developed an identity ourselves.
Yeah.
And so you can't totally get away from that because the numbers say this about a different team if that doesn't fit what you do. And so, for instance, you know, and this doesn't apply, if the stats tell you that you need to play zone against Oklahoma for 40 minutes, well, that's not who we are.
Yeah.
We can't all of a sudden for 2 days try to become a zone team.
No, it doesn't work that way.
And then try to go back to playing man-to-man 2 days later against whoever the next opponent. You know, you got to be true to who you are and believe in what you've worked to put in. And then you have to make some adjustments based on personnel, for instance. Maybe if a certain guy doesn't shoot it as well, maybe you don't extend as far. Maybe you play him more as a driver. And maybe if a guy who shoots it really well, you try to deny a little bit more. But, you know, again, we definitely use it. It's a tool. The numbers do tell some story. They don't tell the full story, and they can definitely be overanalyzed.
You know, and it's funny because I just think at times when there's been a situation where a player's been struggling to shoot it from three, for example, and maybe in a previous year he was a pretty decent three-point shooter, but, you know, over a 20-game span, you're in February and he's not shooting it well, and you'll see a team choose not to guard him, then he makes them. Well, at some point, he was probably a pretty good shooter.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is Big 12-level basketball, so all those things you probably have to be careful of, reading too much into it.
Sure, and it's, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've gotten questions about the Zagwa, you know, and defenses, and it hasn't shot it as well. Well, listen, first, the kid made 26,000 shots this summer, okay?
So that's unbelievable.
I'm gonna bet on a kid who's worked that hard and put in that much time. B, over time, his percentages have always been pretty good for the year.
They have.
And so if he goes 2-for-7 one game, what I actually want to do is encourage him to shoot 7 to 10 more the next game, because you feel like over the time, the odds are going to play. The kid's going to hit 3 or 4 in a row. And if he's taking the right kind of shots, shots that he's practiced, shots that he's confident in, shots that his teammates expect him to take, not only does he make them at a high percentage, but when he misses them, you got a chance to offensive rebound.
Is it practical to try to do even more for him to get him shots?
It is. It is. It's something we talked about today. You know, him and Lindy Waters, we talked about earlier. We got to get Lindy to the free throw line a little bit better. He's leads the league, and I think at somewhere in the top 2 or 3 in the country.
Tied for third.
And free throw percentage. Yep. He goes 0-for-0 last night. Well, that's not using him the best way possible. We got to get him to the free throw line by getting him to the offensive glass. We got to get him posting up a little bit more when he has a mismatch. And we got to encourage him to drive the ball a little bit more aggressively.
Have a text question that's come in. Turnovers seem to be a problem. How do you resolve that?
You know what? Actually, they were, and they have been, and I don't want to discount that, because it's something we've talked about quite a while. In the last 3 games, they've been down, though.
They have been down.
And yesterday was another game where we made a big emphasis. We had 12, which, you know, 10 to 12 is about what you can expect to have. You know, for instance, Iowa State, which is like in the top 5 in turning the ball over, not turning the ball over, I don't know how you say that, they average 9. And so that's really, really elite. So 10 to 12 is about what you want to stay within. Anytime you get above that, you're going to put yourself in danger. So we were close, but last night was a game where we did a better job taking care of basketball than we had previously.
Well, and you look at your, you know, one way that you can even tear into that even further is your turnover percentage, which basically looks at it analytically based on possessions. And two of your best four games in that category have come in the last three games.
Yeah.
So there's what you're talking about.
It is something. We've, you know, again, whoever asked the question is spot on. We've been a turnover-prone team so far as you look at the whole season. However, in the last 2 weeks, it's been something we've emphasized in practice. It's something we've worked to watch on film on how they're coming, who's turning them over. For instance, Michael Weathers was turning over at a high rate.
He only had one last night.
Only had one turnover last night. But part of it is we took him out of more full court possessions and put him more in a half court where there's not as much room for error. So he doesn't handle the ball as much in transition. You put him in a spot where he only has to take one or two dribbles. He's really explosive and can finish at the paint.
Is that where Lindy Waters' versatility really comes into play? You can kind of put Michael Weathers in the area and kind of put him in an area where he can be at his best, and he put some of that more on Lindy?
Absolutely. And, you know, you lose a little bit because now if Lindy's playing a point, he's not going to the glass.
Right.
So, you know, there's give and take, but you got to find a way to make all the guys, got to put the puzzle together. This puzzle is different than last year's puzzle. At the end of the season, we'll hopefully have a nice, pretty picture.
Another question that's come in. Can you comment on Mike Cunningham and Kentravious Jones?
Just disciplinary. I won't go any further than that. You know, again, my job is to run the program with certain standards, and every kid in our program is completely clear what those standards are. Whenever a young man doesn't meet those standards, there are consequences. And I hope that we give these kids an opportunity to learn that there are consequences to making bad choices. And for them right now, it's not the opportunity to play. But obviously, they're still with us. They're still part of our team. We continue to encourage them to do the right things. And when that opportunity comes up again, we hope that they're in the right frame of mind to be ready, prepared to contribute to the team.
Could that opportunity be Saturday or no?
It could be. It could be. We've got, you know, a couple more days here of practice to kind of see how it goes. Because one of the things that happens is, not necessarily from a suspension standpoint, but you kind of get into a flow and a rhythm with your rotation.
Yeah.
And you don't normally play 12 guys, right? So we're already playing 9. It's about maybe 10 you can get in there. But you start to have a tricky flow when you're playing 11 or 12 guys because guys are always out of rhythm.
And yeah.
You
have, sure.
Be able to have guys play 5, 6, 7 minutes in a row so that they can feel comfortable with the game.
It's time for a break. And remember, Slim Chicken's a great place to go before or after Cowboy basketball games. Here at 1011 North Boomer Road, just north of Gallagher Iba Arena. And if you're having a gathering to watch maybe the Bedlam game on Saturday, give them a call here at Slim Chickens and ask for the tailgate pack. That'll get you hooked up for a good party and a good gathering to watch Bedlam on Saturday in Norman. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338. Or you may share it via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Ice cream.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you may send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. You know, we've talked a lot about your young team. How have they handled the semester break and all the nuances that go with not having class?
It's been okay. I mean, They enjoy it, obviously. You know, they kind of have a little bit more time on their hands, which isn't always great. But we've had a lot of opportunities to really just develop, not only on the court, but, you know, just watching film and scouting and doing all those sorts of things. So it's been good for us just to give these guys a true experience on, you know, what it's like to go through the grind of, you know, not being able to go home and spend, you know, 2.5 weeks with your family for Christmas and having to deal with all those things. So it's been good for them.
Good for chemistry?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is one of the best times for most teams because you really get a chance to practice. You really get a chance to, you know, not have the hours restriction on yourself. You still have to take a day off, but have an opportunity to maybe work on some more skill development, but also working on some more team, you know, execution stuff.
You were talking about offense early in the show. Do you feel like with some of the nuances you've put in, are you getting close? I mean, a lot of those things really you didn't put in till mid-December, so hasn't been that long since you started that. How close are you? Are they progressing?
Yeah. I thought we ran pretty good offense last night. I mean, again, a few times, you know, with some of the lineups that we had on the court, we didn't have great flow offensively. But, you know, we had 24 shots at the rim, and we made 8. So you can't go 8-for-24 on layups, yeah, right, and have a great chance to win. You got it. When you get the ball in the paint and have a chance to score, you got to finish or you got to get fouled, one or the other. You can't come up empty on those possessions. And so that's just, again, more confidence, more driving in there, a little bit stronger, a little bit more toughness, a little bit more fight, and being able to finish those plays around the paint.
Yeah, the hard thing is because, you know, for a team that at times – and for a good part of the year has been pretty successful from three-point range, those easy baskets, you want them and you need them, and it can kind of fuel some other things and can help you from three-point range for that matter.
There's no question about it. And right now we're relying on our threes to kind of overcome missing those twos. Well, we got to have them complement one another a little bit better. And we obviously didn't shoot the ball as well from three in the second half as we did the first. And so that's always the tricky part when you totally rely on a three-point shot is sometimes you can just get a little cold from there.
Yeah. Maurice Kalou played significant minutes against Corpus Christi in Central Arkansas. He did not play significant minutes last night. Where is he at development-wise?
He's getting better. You know, again, it's this time of year, you got to make sure you're putting your team in the best position. And, you know, it's hard to take Cam McGriff out of the game in this situation right now.
Sure.
And when you don't have your in foul trouble, you got to try to keep him on the court as much as you can because he can really affect the game defensively, which is what we need. But Mo's getting better. He'll have more opportunities as he continues to learn how important it is to play both ends of the court, as he continues to develop within our offensive system, and as he gains confidence in his shooting ability.
What is he lacking beyond that?
Just maturity. I mean, nothing major. Just understanding how every night you've got to strap it on and be ready to give your best. That your C game or your B-plus game isn't good enough, not in the Big 12. And, you know, for young guys, it's hard to really sustain that over the course of 2 months to understand that every night I got to play with A-plus effort. Man, that's really taxing. But that's what it takes.
It's interesting when you think about Duncan DeMuth, another one of your freshmen. You obviously, he's not a prolific scorer. He's taken, I think, 15 shots maybe the whole year. But it seems like there are a lot of good things that happen when he's out there.
He is going to be a really good player and one that people really, really appreciate here because he's got a blue-collar mentality. You know, I bet he doesn't even know how many shots he's taken and doesn't care. Because he doesn't place his value in shot making or shot taking. He places his value in being able to help his teammates, setting screens, rebounding the basketball, defending, maybe taking on a matchup that other guys maybe don't want right now. He can battle against bigger guys because he's got some toughness. And as he gets bigger and stronger, he'll be more productive.
Could he be one who could benefit a lot from the emergence of a go-to guy? Or let's say you start having four guys in double figures and scoring. Because I'm sure, you know, because he's not a great free throw shooter, he's not a prolific scorer, you have to be concerned about your biggest deficiency, which you said yourself has been offense. But if that deficiency were to go away, would all those other things become more usable for more extended minutes? Would that be reasonable?
Absolutely. And it's in some ways, and I don't want to make the comparison, but Mitchell Solomon filled that role for us last year.
Yeah, sure did.
His defense was so good that we couldn't take him off the court.
Yeah.
But we also knew Jeff Carroll was going to get 15. Tavares Shine was going to get 12.
Yeah.
Now, Kendall Smith was going to get 13. And so we knew we would be able to, and if Mitch got 6 or 8 or 12 on a night, it was a bonus. But we knew we could rely on him for all of our defensive coverages, for getting all the loose balls, for rebounding the basketball. And so there's a great balance. And when we start to have a little bit better flow offensively from some other guys on a consistent basis, Duncan's DeMuth will even be greater for us.
Yeah, because I counted it up today just for fun. I think it was basically half your games last year you had four in double figures.
Yeah, it was a very, very well-balanced team. But again, part of it is you had a lot of guys who had been through it, and so they knew how to find their way within the confines of what we were doing.
Someone listening in sent a question in. So when you miss those easy shots and layups, what do you do to address it?
We show them on film.
You
have to address it. You have to address it. And that was the first thing we talked about, last night after the game. I didn't know the exact number, but I told him I watched it. I know we missed a ton of layups, and it was the first thing we talked about today in film. And once I got it, it's 8 for 24 on layups. Can't help you make layups. Can't help you make free throws. That's something you just got to have a toughness about. You got to be able to block everything out and focus on the rim and finish those shots. And so we talk about it. We show it on film. And then we practice layups every day. I mean, we start practice shooting layups every single day. We pass. We shoot layups. We do a passing drill. And we do shell drill defense every single day. There are other things that maybe not show up on the practice plan from time to time. But shell drill defense, layup making, and passing show up every single day.
Well, and getting used to conference play when the guys in there are probably bigger and stronger than what you face, although you're non-conference, you faced a lot of guys, but there's some adjustment, I guess, there too.
Sure. I mean, you look at the league. We got, three of the top eight defensive teams in the country in our league. So, it's why we prepared the way we did. We wanted to play against the best competition because we knew starting on January 2nd through March 5th or whatever it is, every night was going to be a battle.
Time for a break. Next time you plan to shop in Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, Merrifield Office Supply, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with the final segment with Coach Boynton after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Hey, Cowboys fans. Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens as we wrap things up on this edition of the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And looking ahead again to Oklahoma, as you think about just in summary, biggest keys to winning, what are they?
You know, as I think after just kind of about 12 hours of being able to really study him after putting last night's game behind us, you know, obviously our defense has to stand tall until we continue to get more flow offensively. But, again, we got to convert layups. We have to convert layups. We have to make free throws. We got to get Lindy Waters more opportunities. And, you know, between Thomas Izago and Curtis Jones, need both of those guys or one of them to step up and really open the floor from a three-point line.
Matchup-wise, good, bad, yeah, man, average?
I feel good every time I go.
Oh, sure.
You know, again, between now and Saturday at 1 o'clock, we'll have our guys prepared to go out and battle. And they won't have anything come at us that we haven't seen.
Thing is, you won 2 out of 3 against them last year. And, of course, they won the game in Norman. Then you won the last two. And it's also ironic Lindy Waters didn't play against the Sooners in Norman. He's never lost to Oklahoma because they swept him. That's ironic, a kid from Norman that's never lost to them. And, like I said, he missed the game last year that OU won. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. He, him and Cam, and I guess in their career as part of the program, at 4-1.
Yeah, which is tough sledding because there was a long time you had to go back prior to 2 years ago, to 2005, to find the last time Oklahoma State had won in Norman, and there were a handful of years where the Sooners swept.
Sure.
So it had been a while since Oklahoma State had much success against them. But we look forward to it. We appreciate the time, and we'll see you on Saturday.
It'll be fun. I'm sure we'll have a raucous crowd down there.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine they're going to bring out all the bells and whistles, and our guys will be locked in and ready to rock.
Yeah, strap on, so to speak. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. And again, our coverage plans for Oklahoma will tip off at 1. Pregame coverage here on the Cowboy Radio Network starts at noon. We have Cowgirl basketball on the network on Sunday, and then we are back home next Tuesday for Texas. It's one of those early tips in a weeknight. We'll tip off at 6, pregame coverage at 5. Of course, there are a lot of interesting results last night. We'll tear more into the conference, I'm sure, next week on our show, but with some really interesting results, in particular Texas Kansas State without Dean Wade, but Texas made 9 threes in the second half of that game, and that gets anybody's attention when that happens. So we'll talk about the Longhorns, obviously, as that game gets closer. But in the meantime, it's Bedlam on Saturday. We hope you'll join us for that broadcast as we work our way through the start of conference play. And, boy, you stop and think about it. You've got Oklahoma on Saturday, Texas next Tuesday at 6, then on the road at West Virginia, then back home in a quick turnaround situation to face Baylor the next Monday. It's highly unusual. Don't know that I can remember a season when Oklahoma State played West Virginia on the road, then played again on Monday. That'll be interesting. Also, the first day of classes at Oklahoma State. So it's never easy in the Big 12, but that's a bit of a twist that we're not accustomed to. So we'll see how it goes. But we're looking forward to it as we work our way through the first half of Big 12 conference play. And remember, good tickets available for all the Cowboy home games. Remember those little mini packs that they offer? Those are great options for weekends or conference opponents. OKstate.com/tickets. OKstate.com. Check out the website for all that information on good tickets. And we'll be welcoming back the students as well once we get to the 14th. So getting close to having the students back and the atmosphere back and all the good things that go with it. So for Coach Boyton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. The kids are here. They want to be on the radio, so their turn is next. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield.
On the Cowboy Sports Network, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.